God grant that your word only may be spoken, that your word only may be heard, for Christ's sake. Amen. We come here tonight on Christmas Eve to hear the story of Jesus' birth. And we do this several times tonight. The story of Jesus is told in the readings, in the song, and in many ways, and in the Holy Eucharist. But I have a different story to tell you tonight. Once upon a time, there was a family, and the dad in the family worked for a company that would move him around the world. So he would be 12 months in one place and 6 months in another. And this one time, when his children, his two girls, were teenagers, he was moved to Italy. And they made their home in Rome, Italy, for 6 months. Well, the two teenage girls were very excited because they loved art. And what better place to live, if you love art, than Rome? They made their way through all the art museums, including the Vatican Museum and all of the other famous places. But they had heard of one painting that they really, really wanted to see. And the name of the painting was Aurora. Aurora. And it was painted, created by a man named Guido Reni, not exactly a famous name, but they wanted to see this, and it was in a magnificent palazzo. That's another word for palace. And so they went this one day to the palazzo to see this beautiful painting, but, you know, Guido Reni lived in a time when they didn't just paint pictures on a canvas and put it in a frame and on a wall. They painted on the ceiling. And that's where the painting was that was called Aurora. And so the girls were so excited. They went in, and it was right in the center of the room. And so they looked up and saw this magnificent painting. It's a chariot with light. And it's chasing away darkness because Aurora, you know, means dawn. And it had all kinds of beautiful golden colors. And they were, oh, they couldn't get enough of it. They just kept looking and looking and looking. And finally, you know, when you look up like that, it makes your neck sore? If you're looking at a kite or a bird, maybe you're looking up at the clouds, how nice they look. Maybe you're just looking up at the plane or the helicopter that just went by, or at night, you look at the stars. Well, their necks got tired from looking up. Oh, but they couldn't take their eyes off the painting, but they knew they had to rest their neck, and so they did. Took a breath and put their heads down. Do you know what happened? They put their heads down and they saw the painting in front of them. They saw it right there and they didn't know what was going on because the painting was on the ceiling, but they saw it. And then they noticed it was not a table they were looking at. It was a giant mirror, much bigger than this, but it reflected the painting on the ceiling. And so when they bent their heads down, they could still see it. And they saw the glorious colors that made up this painting. Isn't that a great story? Well, the story is like, that's kind of what Christmas is like. Christmas is, you can think of Christmas as a lot of things, but it can be a mirror. It shows us God's glory. It shows us God in human beings. It shows us God, of course, in Jesus. And I'm going to tell you a secret about Jesus that I bet you don't know. Jesus was an only child. You probably know that. I mean, he was the only child of his kind. So Jesus was an only child, but also Jesus was a multiple birth. I can prove it. I have a picture of him here. Here's a picture of Jesus. What do you see? What do you see?
Nothing.
Do you see something in there? You see me. You see you. You know, Jesus was a little Jewish baby, and you're a young man and a Christian. And a Christian, so that's, how can that be? But it's true. This is what Jesus looks like. This is what Jesus looks like. This is what Jesus looks like. You could be a girl and he was a boy, and how can that be? But it's true. Now, if you happen to have, this is for the adults, if you happen to have a picture of your child, maybe you have your child next to you, but if you have a picture of your child on your phone or in your wallet, I suggest you take a look at it now. And maybe if you don't have a child, you have a loved one that you have a picture of. I suggest you look at it now. And if you don't have a picture, maybe you can just think of that person. You can close your eyes and see them before you. I have a picture of my baby. I know all the children here are somebody's babies. But this is my baby. He's 37 years old now. But that's my child, and I look at his face, and I think that's Jesus. So I think if you look at a picture, or you imagine your loved one, see Jesus. Amen.